You're beautiful. You are beautiful. You have to stop allowing yourself to be hurt by the people that are sent to destroy you. You have to pray every day and ask God to give you that discernment, to give you that wisdom of why he allowed you to cross paths with certain individuals. Your heart is so big. You see the flaws and the imperfections of people without judgment, without casting stones. Your heart just want to love on God's people. Your heart just want to love on those ones who say they are in love with you, or that they love you. But you got to use that gift of discernment. You got to use that wisdom that God has embedded in you. You have to. If not, you will continue to go through life being broken, feeling pain and anger and anguish. You're going to go through the life of repetitive cycles if you don't use your wisdom that God has given you every single day. While you out here being a blessing to others, those people were sent to destroy you. You don't have a respect of a person. You love everyone unconditionally. But you're tired. You're tired. You're tired of being that vessel that wants to see the good in everything and everybody. All that love that you have and that big heart of yours, Brianna, you have to love yourself with 50% of that, if not more. There's no way you can continue to go through this life loving others more than you love yourself. And when you start loving yourself like you're supposed to, you will put yourself in position to avoid the hurt, the heartaches, the pain, the regrets, because you will go through this life with grace and full direction from your Father. Tired, right? That I am. But you have to continue to speak life over yourself, because no one else is going to do it. Stop worrying about the ones that don't love you. You have way too many people out here that do. So the few ones that don't genuinely love you, it's okay. It's okay. And it's gonna be okay. God loves you. You are his chosen one. God will forever put you above and keep you there and never beneath. Anytime you feel defeated is because you allow yourself to feel that way. God said that there are so many more beautiful emotions that he wants you to experience other than hurt, neglect, abandonment, pain, trauma. He wants you to feel the agape love, the unconditional love, the love from a healing or healed individual. The love from a man of God. The love from a man that put God first in his life. The love from a man that does not indulge in anything that would jeopardize the foundation of y'all two relationship. The love from a man that will walk into his masculinity every day, that will walk into wisdom every day. A love from a man that knows how to get on his knees and pray, not only for himself, but for you. A love that will come from a man that knows how to provide. A love that will come from a man that will love your children and don't see DNA, but love those children and love all your children as if they were his flesh and blood. God would give you the love of a man that has a beautiful family, a beautiful mother, a beautiful father, beautiful siblings, a family that came from a background of love and God-fearing. God would give you that. He will give you everything that big heart of yours desires, Brianna. Are you ready? Is the question. Because if you need time, it's okay. If you need time to heal from a broken heart, hurt, pain, betrayal, if you need time to heal, it's okay. Because what God has for you is going to be for you. There's not a man or a woman or a brother or a sister or a friend or an uncle who can get in the way or take away or destroy what God has for you. No man can curse what God has blessed and ordained for your life. It's going to be okay. If you need to cry every day, you cry every day until you get that strength that you need. Because the people that truly, truly loves you, they want to see you at your best. They want to see you healthy. They want to see you smiling. They want to see you laughing. They want to see you in love. They want to see you prospering. They want abundance to come in your life for you. They don't want you to be stressed out. They don't want you to be depressed. Get yourself together. Let God heal you. Don't rush the process. God loves you just the way that you are. And if he see that you have any imperfections or flaws, trust and believe he will fix those too. You have to stop beating yourself up. You have to stop allowing that thing to eat at your mind because it did not work out. If it was supposed to work out, it would have. Everything that is sent to us is not always a blessing from God. We have to learn how to distinguish when the enemy comes with that sheep clothing. We have to learn his words. We got to understand how he operates. And we have to most importantly understand that he have true soldiers out here living for him every day. Even if they don't want to admit it, you have people out here that wake up every morning and have an agenda or an assignment to manipulate people, to project fears and whatever it is that they may be battling or struggling with upon you. Sowing discord in your life, your children's life, your family life. You have those people that wake up every day with that as an assignment of theirs. They get a thrill out of it. They get a rush out of it. You have people that wake up every day that talk and just gossip and use their voice to destroy. To talk so negative. To sow so many negative seeds into the universe. But it's okay. Because you're covered. And everything that was sent to destroy you has been returned back to the senders. They will live and they shall live in their sin. They shall die and go to hell. You can't stay stuck there. You can't stay stuck on the ones that hurt you. If you stay stuck right there, you are a part of that tribe. No. You are chosen. You can't stay stuck on those people that hurt you. They had an assignment and it was completed. But it was not accepted. It was denied. And it was returned back to the sender. Go through this life with grace, Brianna. Go through this life with grace. Love on those that love you. Love on those that love you. Don't let that hurt. Don't let that pain. Don't let that destroy you, your mind, your body, and your soul. Whatever happened in your life, from this day back on, let it stay there. It cannot move forward with you. It cannot go to the places that God has for you to go. It cannot be in your energy. You are a good person. You may have your flaws and your imperfections, but you are a good person. And remember, everything that you have ever said, any type of words of encouragement, any type of motivation, any type of wisdom, anything that you have ever done for any soul, God says they remember that. You leave a mark on people, whether they want to admit it or not. And God will forever allow them to remember who you were and what you were to them. You have to remind yourself of that. Stop taking blame for every relationship, every companionship that did not work out for your good. Stop taking blame. Accept it with grace. Your lessons have been learned. This is the end of the cycle for you. You have learned every lesson that you needed to learn, and all of those situations that you've been in with those different type of men, those repetitive cycles, it came to an end. This last one did it for you. You understand the assignment now. You understood the assignment now. So now you have to go through this life with wisdom, extra carefully, with grace, with discernment. You have to make sure you put your whole armor of God on every day. And before you make decisions in your life, you have to promise yourself that you will allow God to intervene and you will allow God to have full access and you will allow God to have a say-so when it comes to your life. Because as you can see, if you have not fully been operating that way, and you know you haven't, things can be cursed. There can be confusion. There could be turmoil. There can be hurt, heartache, pain. It can be every spirit and everything that is not of God. So what, you have children? So what, you made mistakes in your past? And it caused you to fornicate and it caused you to birth children out of wedlock. So what? Stop beating yourself up about something that you cannot change. That is your life and it's a part of your story and it's a part of who you are. But when you have those thoughts, Brianna, you have to look at the children that you did bring into this world out of wedlock. Are they hungry? Are they thirsty? Are they being neglected? Are they being abandoned? Are they happy? Do they know who Jesus is? Are they locked up in jail or in prison? Did you bury them? You are a good mother. A great mother. One of the best mothers that I know. Without guidance on how to be a mother, look at God. Your children love you. Your daughter admires you. She tells you every day how much you are a role model to her. She look up to you from your head to your feet. You provide for them. You teach them about Jesus and you tell them who Jesus is every day. You place that zeal in their minds and in their hearts to never let go of faith. So while you're teaching your children, continue to teach and nourish yourself. Your children are healthy, handsome, and beautiful. You're doing a good job at this thing. You are a great mother that is home 24/7, 365 with her children. You don't forsake them. You don't neglect and abandon them. And you never cry about having to raise them alone. when God give you a husband, he give you a helpmate. The husband that God is going to give you would be sent from heaven itself. A covenant marriage, not a contract, but a marriage of covenant that has God, yes, God zeal and his blessing. Your husband going to teach you. You don't have to teach him. You all can help each other. That's why God give you each other for a helpmate. But you're going to have someone in your life this go around that's going to be able to share wisdom with you. That's going to be able to build you up. That's going to be able to love you unconditionally. He's going to be able to teach you. He's going to be able to show you what masculine energy is made of. He's going to provide, protect. Brianna, he's going to be everything God wants him to be for you. And he's not going to be nothing less than that. Don't harden your heart because you've been deceived in your past. Don't harden your heart because you feel like you gave all that you knew how to give and you don't have no more left. Yes, you do. As long as you have breath in your body to love, you can love. You just have to make sure that God is in the midst. The devil knows sweet talk. He knows sweet words. How you think he got those angels to follow him? The devil is smooth and he's slick and he's deceiving. That spirit is deceiving. He will paint a picture for you that will have you feeling like you living in a fantasy world or a dream life. He done put some over your eyes where you can only see the picture that he painted. And because we don't always incorporate God in the midst of our doings, sometimes he let it be so. But you put yourself in a position and you ask God to awake you. Your spirit rejected everything that was sent to destroy you. God gave you discernment of your situation. He did not allow you to get comfortable. He had you questioning and questioning the situation at hand. He allowed you to see the red flags. You ignored them. He allowed you to hear conversations where you was not even in the room. You ignored it. But finally, you put yourself in a position and you ask God to give you revelation. And you told God that if he give you revelation, you were going to be obedient and you was going to move and do what was necessary. And you've done that. God is proud of you. Stop beating yourself up. You don't have to be stressed and depressed because it did not work. God remove those blindfolds, that clay, whatever it is that the enemy put over your eyes, he removed it. You can see now. You can see the truth. You can see the bigger picture. You can see the enemy at hand. You can see that that picture was an illusion. Let God draw it out for you. Don't rush anything in your life, because what's meant for you, it will be for you. You are a beautiful person, Brianna. You love hard. You're a Cancer. You're a water sign. You nourish people. You love people to the depth of their souls. And it's okay to be that way. You push people to be their highest self. You give wisdom to the people that you come in contact with, Brianna. And it's okay to continue to be like that. You just love so hard. And that's why nobody forgets about you. But just remember this. The ones that reject you, the ones that do you harm, God got some over their eyes too. He got some over their eyes where they can't even see the blessing that God has put in their path, which is you. So now they have to put themselves in positions to pray. Ask God to deliver them. Ask God for revelation. And once they get revelation on, you were sent to be a blessing in their life. That is something that they have to deal with. We determine whether or not we're going to allow the enemy to control our life, or if we're going to humble ourselves and let God take us on our ride. God give us a free will, Brianna. He give us a free will. He allow us to make the choices and decisions that we want to make in this world. He allows it. He allows it. He allows it every day. But the good part about that is because when we don't make the right choices and decisions in this world, He corrects them. He deliver us from those bad choices and decisions that we make. And He corrects things. He free us from the things that we put ourselves in. He releases us from the bondage that we put ourselves in. No matter what situation, relationship, friendship, or whatever you ever find yourself in again, you better make sure that God is at the center and He is at the head of it. You have had so many people to use and abuse you. You've been used and abused your whole entire life. And there is a few people that you can honestly say that have been genuine to you. Only a few. Even when people don't want to say what they see in you or who you are to them or how inspiring you might be to them or how you motivate them, how you encourage them, or even the way that you love or the way that other people love you, even if they don't want to admit that, they show it through jealousy, envying. Brianna, you know when people is jealous of you and yet you still love on them too. And I noticed that you love on them extra hard. That's just Brianna for you. You don't even let them know that they're jealous of you. You just love on them. And I understand. It's going to take so much dark energy for you to hold a grudge towards every soul that have caused you pain in your life. Release it. Not for them, because they still have to put themselves in position. But release it for yourself, Brianna. It's okay. I thought this last situation was my last situation. And
And I would never put bad bones on people, characters, or their names, because people reveal themselves every time. No, I didn't deserve the hurt. I didn't deserve the deceit. I didn't deserve the lies. I didn't deserve the manipulation. I came into that situation with pure and genuine intentions, just to love on another soul that needed it. That needed it. I learned that not everybody that I need to love on, I'm meant to be with. But because of the healing spirit that I have, those dark energies get attached to me. And sometimes I don't even know how to detach myself from them. But I thank God for allowing me to be able to learn how. It's hard not beating yourself up when you know that you have put 100% plus more of you into a situation. Just to be drained, to be lied to, it's wrong. It's wrong, and it is sad that this is the normal for some people. I really do feel sorry for anybody that hurted me intentionally. Because yes, we all do reap what we sow. And God does not forget. He forgives. But we have to reap everything that we sow in this universe. It has to come back around. I'm thankful for the ones that truly, genuinely love me. And y'all continue to keep me in y'all prayers as I continue to be on my healing journey. Because sometimes you really do have to speak life over yourself. And that's what I just done. You have to. This is a process. But I'm just promising not to give up on myself. I can't give up on myself. I can't. I love you all. And for my ladies, please take your time. Take your time. Get a relationship with God so that He can reveal things to you. Put yourselves in positions where you don't have to always go through the emotions that will hurt you. Put yourself in a position where we can all experience good emotions, good feelings from people. And I'm going to be honest. To my ladies especially that's dating men that's incarcerated. Anything outside of the friend zone, please. Please don't do it. I don't care how good it look, how good it sound. You cannot see it behind a wall. Words hold no value. None. Only actions. You cannot see it behind a wall. I'm not comfortable with going deep into what I had to experience, but I will leave that with you all. Love on yourselves, ladies. Love on yourself. Don't fall for anything.
I've been celibate for 3.5 years, going on 4. And I'm going to continue to be on that celibate journey, with or without a man, until I feel like it's right. I love you all.